Okay, so can we just be history enthusiasts for a minute? Go with me. In early 536 AD, a volcanic eruption in Iceland spread ash across the northern hemisphere. And it created a fog that was so intense and massive that it altered global climate patterns, causing years of famine. Much of the world went dark for a full 18 months. It's said that people couldn't even see their own shadows, even at noon. The Byzantine historian Procopius wrote that the sun gave forth its light without brightness, like the moon, during this whole year. He also wrote that it seemed like the sun was constantly in eclipse, and that during this time, men were free neither from war, nor pestilence, nor any other thing leading to death. The fog blocked the sun during the day, causing temperatures to drop, crops to fail, and people to die. This period of cold and starvation caused economic stagnation in Europe that intensified in 541 AD when the first bubonic plague broke out. The plague killed between one-third and one-half of the population in the Byzantine Empire or Eastern Roman Empire.
Okay, have you ever been in that kind of darkness?
Okay, sure. Maybe the power goes out at school or in the theater, and there is always that one friend like me who screams like a famous opera singer, okay? Or maybe you wake up in the middle of the night and stumble around in the dark to find a light switch. Either way, you know the chaos that can happen when you suddenly find yourself surrounded by darkness. It's easy to feel lost when you can't see your hand right in front of your face, right? So here's the thing. There is a lot of chaos and darkness in the world right now. There's political upheaval, war, disease and illness, and financial and cost of living difficulties. It seems like there's always something in the news that is causing disruption and bringing chaos into people's lives. But it's not just national or state level chaos. You may be experiencing your own personal season of chaos, and maybe even darkness right now. And if that is you, I bet it feels like you're stumbling your way through life as you walk forward and in the darkness of your current situation. What the world is facing today and what some of you may be experiencing personally reminds me of the opening verses of Genesis, where there was a darkness all over the earth. In the biblical account of creation, we read that the earth was formless and empty, and darkness covered the deep waters, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the surface of the waters. Then God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. And God saw that the light was good. Then he separated the light from the darkness. God called the light day and the darkness night. That phrase, without form and void, in the original Hebrew is tohu vavohu. And it's difficult to translate, but one of the best definitions is chaotic and empty. I bet there are some of you today who feel like your world is chaotic and empty, right? I mean, maybe there's chaos in your family. Perhaps there's chaos in your neighborhood. School, your schedule feels even chaotic. You're a junior or a senior and the future feels chaotic. You're a freshman and all of the newness feels so overwhelming. Well, what happens next in the story has, I believe, the power to bring hope and purpose into whatever situation that you're facing. In the very next verse, God speaks into the darkness and chaos and emptiness with four important words. God simply says, "Let there be light." And immediately, the author of Genesis tells us that there was light across the whole earth. And when God saw the light, God determined it was good. So in the next part, God goes about the process of separating light from darkness. Now, some of you may be wondering, well, what exactly does this have to do with me and my current situation? Well, despite this being a Hebrew poem written thousands of years ago, I believe that it can bring hope into your situation today. So let me explain. First, the Hebrew word that we translate as light in this verse is the word or, which is made up of three ancient Hebrew letters, Aleph, Vav, and Resh. These letters have an ancient root which means to bring order to chaos. So when God declared, "Let there be light," in the creation story, God didn't just shine a light into the darkness. God brought order to chaos. So think back to the last time you woke up in the middle of the night and were stumbling around trying to find your phone or a light switch. I bet you were taking small, uncertain steps and reaching out to stop from bumping into things and hurting yourself, right? But as soon as you switched the light on, suddenly you could see every step in front of you and you could walk around confidently. Order was brought to your chaos. Second, as we discussed last week, the mechanism that God uses to bring light into the darkness and the chaos of the world today is you. God uses all of us to bring order and peace and light into the world around us. God uses you to bring order to the people who are in need or who are hurting. We are the ones that God has called to bring order into the chaos of people's lives. The reality is, God's light in you brings order to chaos. This idea was backed up by Jesus, who said something like, when compassion for others is a central part of who we are as his followers, our bodies will be filled with light, shining brightly in a dark world and bringing glory to God. Have you ever seen someone running in the dark? I've seen people who either get up super early to run before anyone else is up, and I've also seen people who run at night after most people are done for the day. To make sure that they were safe, they wore a light-up running vest. They even make, like, really cute little dog collar ones. Like, so cute, right? Anyway, this is what God is asking us to do. We all have different personalities, just like those vests come in so many different colors. But the point is still the same, to light up the darkness, to carry a light with us. You see, for all of the darkness and chaos in the world, it's the followers of Jesus who have the opportunity to bring order to chaos and to shine a light into the darkness. Jesus said it himself. When you follow his example in the way you live, then your whole life will be radiant as though a floodlight were filling you with light. So to apply this simple idea, let me challenge you to ask yourself a few really important questions. First, who in your immediate sphere of influence seems as if their life is in chaos? It really isn't that difficult to notice when someone's world is spiraling into chaos. Maybe it's so obvious that you already know who or what. Or maybe it's more subtle. It is a change in their attitude, or it seems that they're really distracted, or they're sad or rushed. You can bring order by showing compassion and peace to people around you who need a kind word, a simple acknowledgement, or even a hug. So here's another question. How can you help lighten the burden or relieve the stress of someone you know or care about? Maybe it isn't enough to just say something. Maybe God is pressing you to do something. Offer to help or consider figuring out how to help without the person who needs help even knowing it's you. We shine a light when we help others carry the burden that they're struggling with. But just a quick note though, not every burden is your responsibility. There are things that adults need to deal with on their own, and I don't want you to feel the pressure to do something about a situation that you have no control over. There are also some situations where someone is being hurt by someone else, hurting themselves or hurting someone else. And if that's the case, the best that you can do to help is to tell a trusted adult that you know right away. That might be the best way to shine a light on a chaotic situation. But maybe the most pressing question is the one to ask yourself. How do you need to bring order into your own chaos? As author Bob Goff once wrote, "Darkness wants us to live our lives worn out. Rest is holy." Maybe the order that you need to bring to your chaos right now is to find some time to simply rest. So many of us feel like we can barely catch our breath in between all the school, family, work, and social pressure that we have. It impacts us physically, mentally, and emotionally by creating chaos in almost every aspect of our lives. God's light in you brings order to chaos. And if we want to bring order to other people's chaos, to shine a light into their darkness, we have to first bring order to our own situation. And one of the best ways to do that is to get some rest. When we have order in our own lives, we're in a better position to help bring order to the chaos in other people's lives. Imagine if God can shine light into the chaos other people are experiencing. Imagine if God uses you to help relieve some of the chaos around you. And imagine if you were able to get some rest and that brought some level of order to the chaos that you even face. This is just what God does. It's what God has been doing from the very beginning. God's light in you brings order to chaos. So when you head to groups, think about your answer to this question. Where do you see a need for God's light around you?